So saying, he departed along the hall of Odysseus. But upon her, heart-eating anguish fell. No longer had she strength to sit upon a chair, though many were in the room, but down she sank upon the floor of her rich chamber, pitifully moaning. Round about, her maids were sobbing, all her household, young and old. And with repeated cries, Penelope thus spoke. Listen, dear maids. Surely the Olympian gave me exceeding sorrow, beyond all women born and bred by mates. For I in former days lost my good husband, a man of lion heart, for every excellence honored among the Danaans. Good man, his fame is wide through Hellas and mid-Argos. Moreover, now my darling son the winds have snatched away silently from my halls. I heard not of his going. Hard-hearted maids, no one of you took thought to rouse me from my bed, though well your own hearts knew when he embarked on the black hollow ship. Ah, had I learned that he was purposing this journey, surely he would have stayed, however eager for the journey, or else he should have left me dead within the hall. But now let someone haste and call old Dolius, the slave my father gave when I came here, who tends my orchard trees, that he may quickly go, seat himself by Laertes, and telling all, learn if Laertes can devise a way to come before the people, and cry out against the men who seek to crush his race and that of great Odysseus. Then answered her the good nurse Eurycleia, Dear lady, slay me with the ruthless sword, or leave me in the hall. I will not hide my story. I knew of all. I gave him what he wanted, bread and sweet wine. But he extracted from me a solemn oath to speak no word to you until 12 days were past, or until you should miss him and hear that he was gone. That so you might not stain your beautiful face with tears. Now, therefore, bathe, and putting on fresh garments, go to your upper chamber with your maids, and offer prayer to Athena, daughter of aegis-bearing Zeus, for thus she may preserve him safe from death. Vex not an old man vexed already. Surely I cannot think the Arsacian line is wholly hateful to the blessed gods. Nay, one shall still survive to hold the high-roofed house and the fat fields around.